Well, welcome to the Old Testament reading on the online service. If you look up where the lectionary is, you know, we've been doing Psalms the last couple weeks and different things. And this one here today is very interesting and important and encouraging. And it's out of the Song of Songs, chapter 2. Now, before I make my commentary on the Song of Songs, Travis and Tina are husband and wife, and they're going to recite the Song of Songs as the Old Testament reading in church. So I can't do that because I only have one voice. I have a male voice, but I'll read both parts as we share. Song of Songs, chapter 2, New Living Translation, says this. And the first comment says from a young woman. I am the spring crocus blooming on the Sharon Plain, the lily of the valley. And the young man responds in verse 2, like a lily among thistles is my darling among young women. And then the young woman in verse 3 up to verse 14 says this, like the finest apple tree in the orchard is my lover among other young men. I sit in his delightful shade and taste his delicious fruit. He escorts me to the banquet hall. It's obvious how much he loves me. Strengthen me with raisin cakes. Refresh me with apples, for I am weak with love. His left arm is under my head and his right arm embraces me. Promise me, O women of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and wild deer, not to awaken love until the time is right. In verse 8, I hear my lover coming. He's leaping over the mountains and bounding over the hills. My lover is like a swift gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he is behind the wall, looking through the window, peering into the room. My lover said to me, rise up, my darling, come away with me, my fair one. Look, the winter is past and the rains are over and gone. The flowers are springing up. The season of singing birds have come, and the cooling of turtle doves fill the air. Oh, the fig trees are forming young fruit, and the fragrant grapevines are blossoming. Rise up, my darling, come away with me, my fair one. And then the young man says in verses 14, and says this, my dove is hiding behind the rocks, behind an outcrop of the cliff. Let me see your face, let me hear your voice. For your voice is pleasant and your face is lovely. And then the woman of Jerusalem says, catch all those foxes, those little foxes, before they ruin the vineyard of love, for the grapevines are blossoming. And then the young woman replies, my lover is mine and I am his. He browses among the lilies before the dawn breezes blow and the night shadows flee. Return to me, my love, like a gazelle or a young stag on the rugged mountains. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Little commentary. Stay with me for a moment. As I mentioned many times before, the Bible is God's love letter to us. It covers almost everything in the Bible that we experience as people, including a love story, which is in the Song of Songs. Oh, I love you, somebody whispers, but what does it mean? What is she trying to say? What is love anyhow? Think about that. If someone asked you to define love, what would you say? Well, in our world today, love is just tossed around so loosely and far too casually. The phrase, I love you, can now mean, I have feelings for you, I admire you, or more graphic, I want to go to bed with you. Well, the Song of Songs reminds us of the true meaning of marital love as God intended it. Now, it's kind of wondering about what kind of chapter that this is, the writer of the Song of Psalms, and we give Solomon the credit because it says the Songs of Solomon, some translation, and it suggests different sets of events. First comes the loving commitment, then marriage, then sexual intimacy, commitment and trust are foundational stones to a wonderful, romantic, and intimate, and a fulfilling marriage. They give you the freedom to grow and explore your relationship without fear of rejection or abandonment, and they are the ingredients of true love. Yeah, this book, some people say, well, I don't know why that book is in the Bible. I don't really. Well, this book is a beautiful example of married love. The writer also gives us a picture of our relationship with God. That's really the whole thing about it, our relationship with God. It gives us a way to see that commitment is necessary for most fulfilling marriage, but also complete devotion is necessary between God and His people. And anything that becomes more important to me than God, we have to ask ourselves, how do I become more intimate with sinful ways that I have? You see, in the sense of an adulterous affair, we do have an adulterous affair when we break that covenant relationship and trusting God, when we break it between God and us. So the Song of Songs teaches us that commitment is at the heart of the most intimate of all relationships, a person and God, and the most intimate human relationships, a husband and a wife. Well, I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day, and thank you for hearing the Song of Psalms, chapter 2, and a little bit of Ralphieism added. God bless. Have a good day.